Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, the Bloomington Early Music Festival offers Two Knights and the Wife, readings from the Canterbury Tales from a group called From the Depths, who appeared at the Bloomington Early Music Festival Winter Gala and were so popular that they've been invited back. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and our guest is a member of From the Depths, and that's Anna Marsh. Anna, thanks very much for joining us.
Really nice to be here.
Now, Anna, you're a musician, an actor, a singer, performer as well. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I'm a native of Washington State, originally near Seattle, Tacoma, Washington. And I grew up doing a lot of theater, and then I kind of segued into playing orchestral instruments. And then while I was in college, I started really enjoying early music. And so I started experimenting with all sorts of early music instruments. And because of my theater background, I began to try and incorporate stories that I knew and loved into some sort of collaboration with some of my friends, sort of to pull in all of the different things that I used to do.
The title of your presentation this time is Two Knights and the Wife, readings from the Canterbury Tales. The Knight's Tale and the Wife's Tale, why did you pick them?
We picked the Knights as sort of a foil to the Wife's Tale because they have such a different feeling about them. One is so humorous and bawdy, and the other is this chivalric fantasy. So actually, that's the subtitle of our concert, An Afternoon of Chivalric Fantasy and Chaucerian Wit. So we just wanted to also show the two different portrayals of women. The first portion of the program is just an excerpt from The Knight's Tale, but Emily in The Knight's Tale is, this sort of idealized figure. And then in The Wife's Tale, we have the exact opposite, this woman that we know a little bit too much about, actually.
We're talking with Anna Marsh. The group From the Depths presents Two Knights and the Wife, readings from the Canterbury Tale, mixed with allusions to music, drama, and song. Now, the program does say Two Knights and the Wife. I look at a picture and I see two ladies and a guy, so I'm kind of wondering about this advertising.
Well, we actually, the Thea and I are actually playing the parts of the knights in the Knight's Tale. So it's sort of a interpretation of that, a role reversal, if you will, sort of like the Wife of Bath is sort of a reversed role as well.
Who's the third member of your group?
Andrew Fouts is our VL player and also will be joined with a special guest, Dana Mabin, who's also a VL player. And Andrew, in the gala, he also did some of the narration, and he will also do a little bit of narration in the Wife of Bath.
We've been talking with Anna Marsh. She's a member of the group From the Depths, and they're presenting readings from the Canterbury Tales with allusions to music, drama, and song as they weave that together in a program Two Knights and the Wife. It takes place Sunday afternoon at 4 as part of the Bloomington Early Music Festival. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.